I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It seems like all eyes are on the elections here, especially with the California primary just days away. But we're going to take a look first at Peru, which elects a new president on Sunday. One of the candidates has a familiar name. It's 41-year-old Keiko Fujimori. Her father is former president Alberto Fujimori, and he's in prison for crimes against humanity and corruption. The other candidate is 77-year-old Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, an economist whose mascot is a guinea pig. There's a reason for that. We'll get to that in a moment. Our own Maria Muriel is Peruvian and just returned from Peru. She spoke with a lot of Peruvians about the election, including her own extended family. So, Maria, how does Keiko Fujimori, whose father's in prison, how does she get any support at all?
Well, what you have to remember about Alberto Fujimori's presidency is that, although, yes, he did commit all these crimes against humanity, there are a lot of people who kind of uphold him in their memory as the eradicator of terrorism in Peru. He put the Shining Path guerrillas down throughout the country. He improved the economy during his terms in office. And there's a lot of people who still remember him for that rather than his scandals and going out of office.
So her opponent, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, is an economist. Who is he? And to that question, why does he have a guinea pig as a mascot?
So the guinea pig is a really big part of Peruvian culture. You find guinea pig imagery all over souvenir shops all throughout Peru. Guinea pigs are eaten as a delicacy throughout the country, and they're just like a very beloved animal. People don't really have them as pets, but They're a really big deal to Peruvians. And the fact that he chose the guinea pig as his mascot sort of shows that he's trying to tell people, I am Peruvian. I am like everybody here. And, you know, he is sort of thought of as somebody who's more Americanized than Peruvians would maybe like their president to be.
Yeah, so he's got to make that effort. I really am one of you. I eat guinea pig.
Exactly.
You spoke with a number of Peruvians, Maria. Did you get a sense of who's supporting whom there?
Well, I spent a week in Cusco, and mostly everybody I spoke to there is against Fujimori, because Fujimori Sr., while he was in office, hit that area the hardest, Cusco and the surrounding provinces, because that's sort of where the guerrilla groups were bred out of. And also, his policy toward eradicating poverty was to sterilize indigenous people, or it was presented as such. So a lot of that is remembered by the people who live there now.
Bad legacy there in Cusco.
Yeah. And so a lot of people in Cusco support Kuczynski. And I actually spoke to a 17-year-old activist who he said he was trying to educate people on why they should vote against Fujimori. And he's saying he's part of a group whose main objective is to inform people of the crimes that Alberto Fujimori committed and to vote against Keiko, because a vote for her would be a vote to continue his dictatorship. You know, there's a lot of this feeling in Cusco. I mean, every cab that I got into, people asked me who I was voting for, and they said they were voting for Kuczynski. However, I also walked into a presidential rally just in the middle of the street in Cusco, where there were a lot of Fujimori supporters, including an indigenous woman who says she's poor and she thinks Keiko Fujimori is going to help her get her kids an education. So she's saying Keiko will help my children get an education. Sometimes there's only a chance for rich people to send their kids to school, and Keiko will change that for me. And this is a woman of indigenous descent. You know, she was out there wearing her traditional garb, and she was staunchly supporting Keiko Fujimori. So it's kind of all over the place.
I mean, it's interesting because Peru's outgoing president, Ollanta Humala, leaned on his indigenous roots during his campaign. So how exactly does identity figure into this election?
Yeah, that is an interesting piece of this election, because now people are referring to the candidates as La China, that's Keiko Fujimori, and El Gringo, that's Kuczynski.
Right.
Yeah, La China, because she's of Asian descent. And actually, my grandmother was actually talking to me about this, too. You know, she was like, it's funny that now we have these two candidates who are La China and El Gringo. They're sort of different ethnicities, and they're not the majority, which in Peru is of indigenous ethnic groups are the majority.
I know Peru has mandatory voting, so everybody who can vote must vote. Does that make Election Day especially exciting? And what about this one coming up this Sunday?
Everybody's talking about it. Everywhere I went, everybody asked me who I was voting for, and they're very straightforward about that. There are some people who, because voting is mandatory, some people will mark, like, off the grid, you know? So instead of choosing a candidate, they'll just, like, write something, maybe even like a doodle or like a
somewhere
screw
on the
you
ballot.
To the government, somewhere on the ballot. Yeah, and actually, some of my family members were even talking about that they're going to do that. And I think that's interesting, because if they don't vote, they get a fine.
How much could you be fined?
It could be up to 200 soles around there, and that's about 60, 70 bucks.
The World's Maria Muriel, just back from Peru. Thanks very much, Maria.
Thank you, Marco.
We've got Maria's photos, including a guy in a guinea pig suit at the presidential rally in Cusco. You got to see them. They're at PRI.org.